justice. I want you overthrown. I want justice. I want to stand alone. At this point in the Great Awakening, we can honestly say that we know about 95% of the Luciferian psychopath criminals. And all I'm going to tell you is I want Nuremberg 20.24 to be turned on and greenlit right now. As we are not slaves, we are powerful children of God that have got to bring the Luciferian psychopath criminal cabal to an end. And then we shall be free. This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies. I know that many of us are thinking the same way, that time has already passed long enough for us to bring justice to this Luciferian psychopath criminal cabal. And it is. Because we continue. At the intro, I said we know 95% because this was recorded previously. That intro was recorded previously. I think more so that we know about 97.5% or 98%. Of who the Luciferian psychopath criminal cabal is. And now we continue to move forward with understanding that two of the biggest quote unquote federal agencies that are not federal at all are part of the Luciferian criminals' programming plans to destroy this constitutional republic. I'm specifically talking about the FDA, which is called the Federal Drug Administration. Nobody should ever be regulating and pushing and prescribing and drugs because we don't need them. Nature has been providing our therapy for years, but you can't patent nature. You can't patent anything that is naturally occurring. But you can create some artificial thing and then patent it and then get a 14 or 20 year amount of time to make all your money on it while you're paying off all of these criminals within government in order to write the regulation to allow you to sell your crap to the world. And that's what's happened. Keep in mind, the Farm Bill of 2018 was signed in November of 2018 that gave direction and outline of how we, the people of these United States, a constitutional republic, could take back our agronomics, which directly influences our healthcare program to eliminate the need for those pharmaceutical synthetic drugs that are made by a lot of the chemical companies that we've talked about in the past. You remember the 13 bloodline families? And whenever I've read those and you heard all of the names that are also directly affiliated with pharmaceutical companies, you started understanding why they're pushing all of those pills for profit instead of trying to get us actually healthy like we could under a natural remedy. The second quote-unquote federal entity that is shown to not be trustworthy, and we shouldn't be listening to them at all, is the federal banking system. The federal banking system is not federal at all. It is an offshoot of the international banking cartel headquartered out of the old one-square-mile city of London, where all the bankers are at, all the criminal cabal, psychopaths with all the dragon symbology all over that town. They're showing you who that they are, if you can just see it, and stop trying to deny what the facts are just because you're ignorant to what your research has shown, because all of the fake news will cover up for them. Because all of these criminal assets pay each other to cover up for each other. And if you don't understand that at this point in the game of the Great Awakening, I do not know what more that you are going to have to be shown in order to understand this. The FDA is not a federal government agency. It's more of a regulatory body that is now managed by the CIA asset right outside of Langley that they call a quote-unquote university, and it's called John Hopkins University. You remember John Hopkins University worked with the Bill and Melinda Gates scamdation that acts like it's a foundation, but it continues to make money without having to pay taxes. That's a crime, because it's an entity generating money that is a business, but it's not paying taxes. This is where the complexity of understanding who Bill Gates Jr. is, who his dad, Bill Gates Sr., also known as William Gates Sr., was. He was a powerful attorney working in the state of Washington that oversaw the whole legislative area of judicial law for many areas. And he manipulated the whole government in order to manipulate where his son was at today. So that's why they're not going after him, even though it's just a tax abatement tax. They're running from taxation, because all of those shares of Microsoft should have been taxed very heavily. The FDA is not looking out for us. It's not a government entity. It is a middleman between the Luciferian psychopaths, pill-pushing entities, and we, the people of these United States, a constitutional republic. This is fascism being protected in the name and guise of a so-called government entity and body. The same is true with the federal banking system. It is not federal at all. It is just called that. It's just like Federal Express, the company that delivers packages, that's not a federal government. Just because you call something something doesn't mean that that's what it is. Brothers and sisters, if you go back in our archives of truth at neo420.com, neo420.com, that's neo420.com. You can listen to the archives of truth, that all of the 1,000+ episodes of our podcast is available for free for listening, because we've been providing real news plus real information for we the people for years. And it is time for us to move forward with bringing justice to all of these entities that try to pose as if they're protecting us when actually they're stealing from us. As an enemy closest to us. This is called COINTELPRO, counterintelligence. You know the old saying, you got to watch your friends, but keep your enemies closer. And this is what they do. They keep everybody close, just like with that AG InfoWar out there in Texas. Those are COINTELPRO people, sponsored out of Stratford Group. Stratford Group is an intelligence apparatus that is a third-party contractor, part of the CIA. You've got to understand who it is we're fighting in order to beat them. This is Neo420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.